We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, Robert and Jonathan Kraft representing the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution. Join us live on the phone line. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I want to compliment the three of you and the EEI for doing the best programming on radio in the whole area for the last 2 days. It's actually wonderful to see a company doing this and, you know, generating the good. I guess you've raised, what, over?
$3 million.
No, but so far. A 20 million, is it? Or
we've actually, 50 million.
In the last. But yeah, which is that's awesome for one of the premier institutions, you know, in the country. And, you know, you think about it, we all are blessed with great lives, but at least the people we're interacting with most of the time. But I think it's one in three people at some point are going to contract cancer the way the numbers are now. And what it does to a family and how it changes things, you know, it really can, you know, disrupt the family and what you take for granted. So doing whatever we can in today's world to help solve this problem is great. And Dana-Farber is one of the great institutions in the world really working on.
We do want to appreciate you guys obviously taking the time, because we know we had actually Nate Solder called in talking about his son Hudson, and we know what happened last year with Tom and Jonathan. We know about, you know, your mother as well, so we know how it affected you guys as an organization, and we just appreciate the involvement.
And Lou, hearing Glenn give the introduction that he did, and I was thinking about growing up in Boston, a huge sports fan, and the Jimmy Fund and the sign at Fenway, and really, I had two parents. I have one parent still, obviously, on Earth, who, when we were growing up, did a lot philanthropically. But I think the thing that had the biggest impact at a young age on my brothers and I was one day they made us come home early from school, and they took us to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and I was probably 12, 13 years old. And I was thinking, well, that's where the Jimmy Fund is, and I was associating it with the Red Sox and the power of sport when tied with these hospitals and what it can mean. And my parents had given the first of a number of major gifts there, but for the Kraft Family Blood Lab, and my parents pulled us out of school and took us there for the dedication, and I personally thought it was pretty cool watching my parents do that. And the center has grown into, I believe it's the largest platelet donation center in the country, or it's one of the top two or three. But just thinking how cool it was that it was tied in with sports, and that it was helping people, and that my parents had done that. And it made a big impact on my brothers and I, and I'm sure your telethon, all the kids that listen to sports radio, either on their own or with their parents, what you guys are doing is having that same type of impact, which is great.
You know, and, you know, the Kraft family has been involved with just a lot of just philanthropic, you know, situations. And, you know, we're here, you know, asking people to donate. And I know for you guys, you know, Mr. Kraft is, you know, I remember when I came onto the team, you know, what that person, what their character was, and, you know, what their ambitions were, and giving back was important. You know, your commitment to the community, and that was I don't want to say it was the biggest part of it, but it was something that you guys, I think, took a lot of pride in when it came to, you know, drafting players, bringing free agents in, guys that would be willing to give back to the community. Can you just talk about that and how important it is for players and you guys as looking at, you know, personalities to bring them in?
You're right. And look, you know, we talk about it, that sport and music, there's nothing that binds a community together like that. my sweetheart, I was telling her I was buying the team for one price, and within 24 hours, I paid 50% more. And how she was not happy with me. She asked if the summer house was in her name.
First guy, by the way, that's ever lied to his wife, Robert.
Pardon?
First guy that's ever lied to his wife, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Well, it was, no, she had good judgment. But what I told her is that if we were successful running this franchise, we could have a greater impact on the community than if we gave away $500,000 every week. And we're proud that we were the first team to put, in the NFL at least, to say that every player had to do 10 community appearances for non-financial return. And I remember our current head coach was not very pleased.
Our then head coach.
I meant at the time.
He hated it.
I'm trying to be politically correct here. Yeah. But anyhow, and you know what it was, and I remember even, you know, it comes back to me now, a young man like Terry Glenn, who unfortunately is no longer with us. I remember after he did one of these first appearances, and I believe it was at one of the hospitals in Boston, it made him feel so good, and he had grown up so financially challenged, you know, that he didn't, you know, that the switch got flipped, and all of a sudden he was being gracious and giving of his time, energy, and I believe money, and it was so rewarding to him. So, you know, it's special, and those of us that own any sports franchises, especially in our hometown, are so blessed, and giving back, and the fact that we have institutions, medical institutions like we have, is so we're so lucky. But none of us are free of what can happen. You know, our family, we were willing to do whatever we could. But when cancer strikes, if you don't get it early, you know, it's just devastating. And that's why, you know, looking for the things that can be preventive and early signs is so critical.
You know, it's amazing. You're looking for special character players, and you guys still brought Christian Fourier in for that short period.
What the hell were you thinking?
How'd he squeak by?
Well, I think he had a lot of females in the system who were pushing for it.
Wow.
He was rivaling Grady.
One of my sister-in-laws, I'll never forget, who is not that interested in football, the first time she saw him, she came up to me. She goes, "Who is that gorgeous man?" And I was like, "Which guy?" I said, "I don't know who you're talking about." And she pointed at Christian, and I told her. And every time she'd see him after that, she'd get all blushing and smiling. And
he's doing that now.
Man.
Jonathan, third prettiest male you've had on the team. Brady, number one, Garoppolo, number two, and Fourier, number three.
Yeah, and those are your rankings, Glenn. If I'm going to rank football players, I'm ranking them completely unrelated to how they look.
I want to ask you guys a couple of questions about the team, if we can hear about this. In the off season, this was like a soap opera, and yet everything seems to be back to normal at the camp. Were you guys in any way concerned in the off season? About...
Sweetheart, let me just answer you like this. Every year, there are challenges, and you know, we live in a sport that is, it's first of all, it's a physically demanding sport, and you have a limited budget, and you have to do planning, and you know, when you have something good, everyone comes after you, and we're pretty pleased where we are right now.
You know what? I'm looking at these other teams in the AFC. I'm looking at the Jets and all the quarterbacks that they've had, you know, since Brady became quarterback. It looks like they're going to start another rookie. The Bills with Josh Allen, probably going to start him. You know, the Tannehill in Miami. I'm just like, how hard do you guys have to work, and or how difficult is it for you guys to make sure that you don't become the Jets or the Bills? Like, you don't find yourself in the position where you don't have a quarterback, or you're trying out different guys because
you know what? We actually came on, and this is the first time, I don't remember the last time. It's only for our partners at EI and the great cause that you have that we came on together to speak to you. And I think we're going to keep our discussion focused on the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber and hopefully curing cancer. And we'll handle that at another time.
Okay. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate everything you do. And as I said, the Kraft name is all over Dana Farber. I heard Jerry Callahan say this the other day, and I'll echo my story. Jerry said that when he was stricken with cancer, one of the first calls he got was from Robert Kraft. I heard Kirk mention something about his situation in the last couple of weeks. And I'll echo mine. 3 years ago, it was almost 3 years ago, I was stricken with cancer, cancer-free right now. One of the first phone calls I got was a message, a voicemail message that went on for about 2.5 minutes from Robert Kraft, basically saying, anything you need, whatever help you need, I am there. And people do appreciate that. And I know you're very supportive of this cause, very supportive of people who are stricken by it. And you guys just get it. You get it.
Well, thank you, Glenn. You know, we were devastated, and it's devastating when anyone gets that news. And they have to know that they have access to support and people. And so we are an extended family in this community.
We appreciate it. Robert, Jonathan, thanks,
guys.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.